Today's Streamglobe devotional is titled, Our Mediator. Today's meditation was written by Abraham Damilola Origi. We shall take our Bible reading from Job 9:33. There is not yet a mediator between us who would set his hand on the two of us. I have just read from the International Standard Version. Debbie worked in one of the top commercial banks in her country as an entry-level staff member. One day, she had a minor altercation with one of the bank's customers. The customer came in very upset because his account had been debited without the ATM dispensing the cash. To make matters worse, his card got stuck in the ATM. He approached Debbie and demanded that she immediately return his cash and card, explaining that he was in transit and that this was his last resort. Debbie tried to explain that there was a process required to resolve the issue and that it might take at least 24 hours before it could be addressed. However, the man refused to listen. He became very angry and began using abusive language. Debbie then remarked that shouting would not solve the problem and that he needed to calm down. At that point, the customer caused a major scene in the banking hall. As a result, Debbie was issued a query and she responded to it. When the matter was later discussed in the management meeting, Debbie was not present because she was not part of the management team. However, her head of department, who worked closely with her and was a member of the management team, spoke on her behalf. He pleaded for leniency and explained that Debbie had always been a diligent staff member and that the incident was simply an honest mistake. In today's Bible verse, Job lamented that there was no mediator between man and God who could lay a hand on both and reconcile them. But this cry has now been answered through Jesus Christ. Philippians 2, 6-8 shows us that Jesus, though he was God, humbled himself and took on human flesh so that he could stand in our place and give himself for our salvation. Not only did he die for us, he also lives to intercede for us before the Father. The book of Hebrews declares that he is able to save completely those who come to God through him, because he always lives to make intercession for them. Hebrews 7:25. Jesus stands before the Father as our mediator, pleading our case not on the basis of our works, but on the basis of his finished work on the cross. Go into today rejoicing, because the cry of Job has been fulfilled. You have a mediator who stands for you before God. Because of Jesus, you can approach God with confidence and assurance. Prayer. Thank the Lord for being your mediator and helper. If you are not yet saved, that is, you have not yet received Jesus as your Lord and Savior, open your heart to him today. He loves you and wants to give you eternal life. Pray this prayer. Lord Jesus, I believe you died for my sins and rose again. I confess you as my Lord and Savior. Please forgive me, wash me clean, and make me a child of God. Amen. Our yearly Bible plan reading for today shall be taken from Genesis 8-11. Click on the audio Bible link at the end of today's devotional text to listen to the Bible reading.
You have just listened to Streamglobe Devotional. Streamglobe is non-denominational and interdenominational. We encourage you to share this devotional and let's touch lives together. To learn more about this ministry and get more of our resources, visit streamglobe.org.